Well, you're awake. God, you sleep like a log. I'm so jealous. Oh, you know, just lying here. Stop. Yeah. Okay, you caught me. I'm just touching myself. But you were asleep, okay? God, and it's my fucking bed. I can touch myself in my own bed if I want to. Yeah, you may be here like half the week, but it's still my bed. Well, you know, I was just thinking about things. Actually, I was thinking about the first time you and me had sex. Yeah. I know, I'm the best girlfriend ever. Yes, I'm gonna keep touching myself. Oh, you know, I mean, that was a crazy night. We never really talked about it, but I mean, it was crazy for me just because I had no idea it was going to happen. I just didn't see it coming at all, and I couldn't believe it was happening, and it was just, I mean, it was great, but no, I mean, I wanted you, trust me, I did, I probably fucked myself thinking about you for a week before that, to be honest. Oh, you didn't know that? Whoops. No, I wanted to. I just... And... No, I mean, I thought I was good enough. I didn't think that... I was your type. I don't know, you were just kind of my crush from afar, and... When we started becoming friends, I started fantasizing about you, and I knew I shouldn't because it just wasn't gonna happen, but oh God, I couldn't stop myself. Yeah. Kinda like now. Okay. You want to hear the story? My version of the story? Well, I... God, this is embarrassing. I didn't really think I was gonna kiss you. I didn't. I mean, it was like a really bold move, I guess, but I couldn't stop myself. Yeah, I mean, I thought we were just gonna watch movies too, but then you got up to leave and I just... I grabbed you by your belt loops. And I pulled you close to me. And I kissed you. And it was so brave of me, And I thought you were just gonna leave right then, and it would just be this awkward thing that happened between us that we would forget. And then you fucking kissed me back. You kissed me like you wanted me. I could feel it. God. I was completely taken aback. I didn't know what to do. And fuck. I'm so lucky you took charge then. Honestly. And as soon as you went to my neck, I whispered in your ear. Yeah. Whispered. You have no idea how much I've wanted this. And then you immediately pushed me against the wall, bend my hands down, and slid down to undo my pants. I guess that really got you going, what I told you, because you started to eat me out right there in the hallway before my door. And I was like, this guy's a keeper. No, I actually couldn't think of anything at all. except for the feeling of your tongue on my clit. Sucking at it, licking around and around, and flicking with your tongue. Oh, it felt so good, but at the same time, in my head, all I could think of was, oh my god, this is happening, he's fucking me, like, are we going to have sex, like, how is this happening, like, and so I was a little distracted, to be honest, but oh, it still felt so good. But I was just too nervous. I couldn't come like that. And that was sort of frustrating because, oh, it just felt so good. So, you were licking me, and finally I couldn't take it anymore, and I said, come back. I just wanted to kiss you some more. Taste my juices on you. Just to make sure it was all real. You'd really been down there licking my pussy, and you were so sweet. You gave me this look, and I just knew. I knew you wanted me to return the favor. I know it's kind of awkward in that situation when you feel like you're just kind of switching off, but I mean, I didn't really care. We were still sort of feeling each other out, you know? And I was already sliding down the wall to my knees when you started to push my head down. Keeping eye contact with me. God, that was so fucking hot. You're one of the first guys, I think, that really kept eye contact with me, and I just, oh god, it drove me crazy. I undid your belt, and I remember thinking, god, you have to savor this unless it never, in case it never happens again. And so I undid it. I pulled your pants down, and before I took your cock, just rubbed my face on your hard cock through your boxers. I wanted to feel your cock on my cheeks and just make it last. I wanted to imagine it at first. Think of all the things I wanted to do to it. Just let my anticipation build a little. Drove you crazy. I didn't know you were into that so much. It's just a lucky guess, I guess. So I took your cock out. Finally. And all I was thinking about was how your cock would feel in my mouth. so I slowly licked it from the base all the way to the top, trying to record every ridge, every vein, the warmth of it, how soft your skin was. And I can still remember, honestly, I did a pretty good job. Just trying to feel as much of it as I could with my tongue in that one lick from the base to the tip before I started to slowly swirl my tongue around your head and suck on it, trying my best to remember how you tasted. I'd fuck myself inevitably later on thinking about it. But you didn't let me suck it for very long. I mean, you were getting all moany and tingly and great, and I loved squeezing the base of your cock with my hand while I licked it up and down. And I remember thinking, God, I just want him to think that I give good head. Like, I have to prove myself to him that I give good head. I don't know. And so I remember you were so surprised when I took you entirely in my mouth. I know that deep throating, it's just kind of like a party trick, but I just wanted to show you I could do it, just to prove to you that I was, I don't know, a good fuck. I don't know, I wanted you to come back. I only really deep-throated you a few times before you pulled me back up again. And that was cool. So, I took you back into my room. Slammed my computer shut. Practically threw it across the room, which was not smart. And then things kind of slowed down. You laid me on my back. I peeled my shirt off as you did the same. And it took an awkwardly long time for me to take my pants completely off, although they had already been around my ankles. God, first time hookups are so weird, and I was a little bit stupid, like we probably should have used a condom, but I just, oh God. I was so afraid of how awkward this was going to be that I just didn't want to make it any more awkward, you know? And I was willing to be a little irresponsible because I just wanted to fuck you so bad. I wanted all those things I had been fantasizing about to come true. And so, when you started to slide your cock inside me, and I could feel all of you and your warm skin, fuck, it was so much better than I could have ever imagined, oh my God. And I remember I asked you, go slow. And you were slow for a little bit, but then, oh my God. No, that was not slow. You may have thought it was slow. It was not slow. No, I liked it. And we really weren't that creative. You just kind of... Is that all we did? We only did missionary. Wow. That's a shame. No, I'm just kidding. Oh God, when you slid your cock inside me, though. Like, I just, up to that point, I had been really nervous, I guess, and my brain was buzzing, and there had been all these distracting thoughts that had been happening, and then, but once you started fucking me, and you were just looking at me so intensely that I just couldn't be anywhere else, and that's where everything just kind of, I stopped overanalyzing it, and I just sort of gave in. And I just let myself be fucked by you. While you looked at me like that. Pressed my leg against me. Fuck, it was so good. Yeah, it was amazing. Oh. Stop. I never wanted you to stop. I just... Whatever points we lost in creativity, we got in intensity, I think. Oh. You reached down and started rubbing my clit. And it was so nice because I wasn't nervous anymore and I knew I was gonna come soon. To hold off because again I wanted to impress you but I also just wanted to keep fucking you because I didn't know when I would get a chance to fuck you again and I just wanted to savor it, savor the feeling of your cock inside me, try to remember what it felt like to be filled by you over and over. Trying to remember what it felt like to have your cock slamming inside of me over and over again. God, and then when you grabbed my hair, that's when I really started to make noise. Oh, I fucking loved it, yes. Was it that obvious? Oh. Fucking me really hard and then you were fucking me really hard and then oh god I was getting really loud I was too shy to say your name but I was moaning a lot and then suddenly you really slowed down. Oh, you were thinking of coming? I see, I didn't know that. Oh, God. But it just... It kind of threw me off a little bit, but... You were rubbing my clit. And you started going really deep and really slowly. And that's when I started squeezing your cock inside me. Squeezing it and releasing. And that's when I started to come. Oh god, and I came so hard. You almost looked a little bit surprised. And as I was coming, you said, "Look at me. I want you to watch me while you come." And I did. Oh my god, and it felt so good. God. And yes, I arched my back and slammed my head against the pillow, as you now know me to do. So sweet of you to let me come first. Just starting to trail off. I could feel my clit throbbing and my pussy squeezing you uncontrollably when you started to pound me so fucking hard. Oh my God. And I started to scream. And you were fucking me so hard. And you grabbed my tits and squeezed my nipples. And you shoved yourself into me a few more times, and then you fucking collapsed all over me. Fuck. And I felt your cum inside me. God, I loved it. Oh God, I still remember writhing around underneath you. Oh, and just loving feeling the weight of you as you collapsed on top of me. Oh God, you're squeezed it. Yeah, I squeezed it so hard. Oh, I just wanted all of it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. And then I held you there. Your cock still inside me. Oh, yeah. And we laid there, sort of awkwardly, for a little bit. Oh, fuck. And then you got up, removed your cock, and I don't even remember what I said to you after that, but I just sort of politely said goodbye. And then you left. I remember thinking, fuck, how the fuck do I get him to do that to me again? And as soon as I heard the door slam, I started to play with myself one last time. And that is the story of the first time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
You like that? What can I say? Old habits, man. I die hard.